Who's chairman?
I am for now.
Is, when do we switch?
Well, we have elections again in January, or the first, meeting of 26. So we just got the last election in March.
We're still good.
Yeah, you're off the hook for at least another 6 months. And then it'll be, oh, you're next on rotation. Then we go to, whoever's in the. Oh, we can switch things. Sure.
It's actually, it's vacant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Member Fong resigned. He changed. He works at a different law firm now, and I think what he told me is they wanted him to eliminate any possibility of conflict, so they just asked him to remove himself.
So how would that work in terms of that he was in the capacity officially, and he attended the meeting, and at that meeting, we only had a quorum of three, of which he's one? So does that mean we'll never be able to approve those minutes?
You could.
Okay, so that's why I was wondering what our alternative would be.
I mean, in the fact that in terms of the minutes, it's reviewing the meeting. So if a member wasn't present during the meeting, there's an audio recording, which can be accessible. It's accessible to the public. They can listen to the audio recording and then have an experience on the meeting, on the minutes. Yeah, so that would be the member's preference to go and choose to review the audio recording, listen to it, and then based on that listing, say they have an approval of the minutes or not.
So what would be the mechanism, or what would be the next step in terms of, otherwise, as it is right now, we can't approve either of the minutes going back to.
You can just choose to defer them, right? And, you know, probably we should put this on the audio recording if this question is coming up, Brown Act stuff.
Yep, sure.
But, just to be safe, but generally you could defer the approval of the minutes right now, or choose to approve it. It's up to the three members present had a chance to review that audio recording or not. And if you haven't, then you could put it off till the next meeting with a directive that all members review. You could have some sort of an informal thing that all members review meeting recording.
Got
it. Able to attend, that's a policy decision for the board.
Okay, so I'll bring it up when the meeting occurs so we can get it in the record in terms of, I think I know how to make it work in that regards. So with it being, welcome everybody, thank you for being here. With it being 9/11, I'm gonna ask everybody to stand and salute the flag with me, and as it turns out, the flag is right over that direction, over there.
Behind you too.
Oh, we have this one as well, even closer. So please face the flag, and with your hand over your heart, or if you're former military, you may salute and say with me, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you.
So I can suggest recognition number one. So Charlie Kirk, and also a moment of silence, and for 9/11.
Okay. As mentioned and requested by Vice Chair Boudicker, we're going to have a moment of silence for 9/11, and also for the memory of Charlie Kirk. Thank you, everybody, and again, thank you for being here. We'll start with the call to order and a roll call. So, staff, if you can.
Carlos Carney?
Present.
Wallace Roediger?
Present.
John Moore is absent. Min Chai?
Present.
Michelle Geary is absent. Sherry Friedemrich?
Present.
Andrew Hamilton is absent. Louis McClure? Nick Daffery?
Present.
And I'm Christine.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes of May 9th, 2024. And we have a situation where in that meeting, let's see, John was in attendance, Min and myself. So two of us are here, John is not. So as I understand it, what we can do is for any of the other members that were not in attendance, they could listen to the meeting minutes that are available online, and then we could vote for approval at a later date. Is that a correct understanding of our one option?
Yes, generally there's an audio recording of the meeting. We generally make it available online to the public, so you would have access to that. If you can't have access to it, the staff will be able to forward it to any members of the board or commission to go and to listen to the recording. Based off of that recording, it would be equivalent to attending, in my view, attending the meeting, being present for it. And then they could choose based on that recording whether the minutes are accurate or not.
Okay. And then the actual voting of the approval would take place in the next meeting?
Yes. It could take place in any other meeting. There's no requirement. Generally, there obviously is a preference that the minutes be approved, at the next subsequent meeting. But it's not necessary for the business of the board to go forward. So after, if there's a quorum of the members present who have listened to the recording or attended the prior meeting, then they can choose to approve the minutes or not approve the minutes based on that listening.
Thank you. So once that decision is made, just as an example, so for instance, the May 2024 meeting, Vice Chair Rotherker was not there. So he could go online, which I know is available, listen to the meeting, and if he finds that it's acceptable and willing to vote in the affirmative, then we can, with the three, not today, obviously, because he hasn't listed, we could vote to approve the minutes for that particular meeting. Is that okay? Now, the question is this. It doesn't require that we physically wait till the next of this meeting. We could, as an example, have really an off-schedule special meeting for that purpose. Isn't that right? Or we'd rather not do that?
There would be procedures, and I can review them right now for the chair or for staff to go and call a special meeting, which would require then pretty much every... Yeah, it would require the posting.
Okay.
It would have be all the requirements of this meeting
right.
in terms of the Brown Act, posting,
and all that stuff. So, okay, so that wouldn't be feasible or really cost-efficient of time and resources. So at least we know that we're not at the mercy of the same three people, if there's only three, reconvening against a later date for the purpose of approving minutes. We have an alternate way to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think what is important is that the member review what was said
right.
at the meeting and, you know, whether the minutes accurately record that. I believe the audio recording is more than sufficient to do that, but that would be the member's individual preference based on, you know, they believe that audio recording would, you know, personally capture the meeting minutes. I couldn't see any reason why they wouldn't, but that's their preference.
Okay, so, with that being the case, should I or can staff reach out to John Moore and ask him if he'd be willing to review the minutes? He was actually here. But in his case, all he has to do is read them and be at the next meeting, I guess, right? Or, let's see, Wallace.
No, can't we just defer this to the next meeting?
Correct.
Yeah, just table it.
Defer.
And then the next quorum who are present
right.
can then...
And by then I'll put them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm okay with deferring it. What I'm concerned about is that we've already done that once, and I don't want we're approving, you know, three meetings because... The next one, I'm not here or whatever, and we're kind of like I'm leaving a bigger problem than we want. So I understand for the time being, we'll defer to the next meeting, and we'll have like in the case of Vice Chair Rotherker to review the minutes and be ready to participate in the approval at the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to suggest policy. Well, just a suggestion, but it's a. It would be the board's preference, but you can just have a general direction that if a member is attending, the three members here today, this wasn't done before, but the next meeting, you could generally say that if you weren't present in prior meetings and you'll be asked to approve for minutes, that you'd be asked to go and listen to the audio recordings, just just generally speaking, usually the minutes, these meetings have been fairly short as of late.
Okay.
So it should be a quick review, no more than half an hour.
Okay.
And listen to the prior meetings and then be prepared to approve the minutes. You can have that as a general directive for committee members, but that would be your preference.
Okay.
So do I have to officially make that, like in a writing to the, particularly the members that are not here, or
just? You can have a directive, or you can direct staff to go and reach out for the members which are here to go and make them aware of it.
Not to make it, if I may, through the chair, not to make this any more complicated, but is it possible just to simply motion to approve them, although in favor of it, subject to, give me 48 hours to raise any objections? Or would you rather just table it?
I think it would be, I wouldn't be able to give a complete answer because I haven't seen that under, you know, the Brown Act or not. So I couldn't give you a really cogent answer on that or not. So I think if you wanted to be risk, I think it would be better to defer than to go and try to do anything to approve them today, considering the rest of it.
Wait, I have a follow-up question. What happens if you abstain as not having been present at that meeting and then the remaining members just take the vote?
Well, the problem, I think, would be if you had it, you need to have a quorum, and if we only have three members here today, so we wouldn't really necessarily have a quorum.
So
I would have concerns.
Issue.
Yes.
Okay, right. So I guess that comes down to just deferring and tabling it.
Well, deferring and tabling it, but also too, Lewis, would it be from your office that you could say that we're operating under this particular directive until it changes, that consistent with what the recommendation is, which, as I understand it, if you're not able to attend, please read the minutes and be able to participate in the meeting, in the approval of the minutes at the next meeting.
Yes, yes, we can communicate that.
Okay, thank you.
I think the communication would be, just so I get it correct, is to go for staff to inform committee members who are present today, the two committee members which are present today, to at the next meeting, if they're going to be attending, or to go and review the audio recordings of any minute the meetings they have not attended in the recent past. So they're maybe, and then review the minutes which are in the PFAC packet to be able to go and approve or not approve those minutes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so item number two, approval of minutes of May 9th, 2024 is deferred. Item number three, approval of minutes of March 13th, 2025 is deferred. Item number four is the approval of Public Financing Advisory Committee 2026 calendar of meetings, which is in your packet. So we can have a motion and a second and have any discussion if it's necessary.
A motion.
Okay, the motion is made by Vice Chair Roediger, seconded by Member Chai. Any all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
No dissensions, and so the motion passes. Next item is item number five. Recommend to the Board of Supervisors the selection of financing professionals for the possible financing of one or more capital facilities, and the materials are in the packet. There are, does staff wish to, you know, recap the three proposals that are included in agenda item number five?
Sure, we'd be happy to.
Thank you.
The selection of CSG and Stradling for municipal advisor and bond council, respectively, those selections came off of the qualified list of folks that we already use and we have general contracts with. So we basically reached out to the firms that have general contracts with the county and asked them to give us their bid, and they did so. And so in both instances, we chose the lowest bidder. And they're both extremely experienced firms that we've worked with many times. We have a high trust level. They're also very familiar with the county's finances, so will be able to help us in this project. For Wells Fargo, we did a full-blown RFP, which was issued to all the firms, again, on our qualified panel. 19 firms responded. It was extremely tight scoring, as you probably saw. But Wells Fargo came out on top with the scoring, and I reviewed their proposal, and it's excellent. And they, again, they're very familiar with the county's finances, and that with this particular project, I think that'll be very important because we're looking at the possibility of financing one or more projects, and we really want to do it in a holistic way where we take a look at the cost of the different projects, the timing, the priority, and really get the most efficient deal going, and I think this is the team to make that happen.
So with the description, before we go to discussion, let's have a motion and a second. We can go to discussion if necessary. So the issue is the recommendation of municipal advisor, the recommendation of bond and disclosure counsel, and the recommendation of underwriters. The floor is open for a motion to approve.
I'll motion.
Motion is made by Vice Chair Roediger.
Second.
Second by Chair, excuse me, not yet, but soon to be Chair, but Member Chai. So any discussion? Okay, I did have a question, actually. So is on item number three, the underwriter, so if we go to the summary of the tally of the collection, I guess it's always a dangerous thing to give an accountant something with columns and rows. There's two elements of why Wells Fargo was selected. Good reasons. One is the rating here, and the second is for the affordable cost. And in terms of what I found interesting in looking at this is the total rating from the evaluators was 4303 for Wells and 4300 for B of A. So it was real close, right? So from I guess you could call from a subjective standpoint, very close. So my first question is, because in the description it said that the fees ranged from $1.19 to $3.36. I'm going from paragraph 1-2 on page 2 of that particular agenda item. It's on the second page. So the range was $1.19 to $3.36. Wells Fargo came in at $1.25. So my first question is this. Was B of A lower than $1.25 in that range?
No, I don't believe so. There was one firm that was the $1.19, only one firm. I don't remember off the top of my head which firm it was, but it was not.
But okay. And you know why I'm asking is if you have a dead heat.
Yeah.
And if we're saying we're taking the less expensive one, then there's that question. Second, so thank you for that. And that makes, I would totally concur. The second item is this. Going back to this columnar schedule, when you look back at the five evaluations, it's interesting that of the five, four selected Wells, one selected B of A, but by such a significant margin that it almost offset the other four, okay? And so I looked at that, and I was curious what the reasoning was, and we can make a lot of assumptions and so forth. And so my question is there discussion or I guess debate amongst the evaluators to say, that say, like for instance in this case, he or she, person number, evaluator number four, preferred B of A by 110 points. Everybody else was in the 15 to like 50 point range. So he or she had such a strong preference that I would think that person would feel compelled to, quite frankly, try to convey and persuade the other four. Here's why I think my evaluation is perhaps better than yours, and you're not taking something into consideration. Does that type of dialogue occur?
Absolutely. We spent over an hour talking about these scores. I was on the panel.
Okay.
That is all discussed, and the scores just kind of shook out where they did. He did have a strong opinion about B of A, but we all also had strong opinions about the Wells proposal. So the scores stood.
Okay. So overall, the totals reflect basically the substance of what everybody and so forth. And
yes, we all, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we all give our raw scores and then we all discuss them and we make little tweaks here and there, and this is how it still fell out.
I just needed to make sure it wasn't that somebody just kind of like arbitrarily shifted, you know, more beads to this side of the, what's that?
Abacus.
abacus than he or she had maybe either intended or out of context. So with that being the case, I appreciate the comments. I'm very comfortable with the process and the results. So unless there's any other comments or questions.
Just a question.
Sure.
And I like what the evaluators did here. I am curious though, is their findings consistent with what staff wanted?
We were very pleased with that outcome, yes.
So staff wasn't rooting for the Alamo bottom here.
The underdog. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't want to insult Julia. I mean, it gets to a point, these are all great firms. We've pre-qualified.
Exactly.
I would say the top 10 firms on here could all do the job, but we were just looking for the best. And of course, it's easy to get wrapped up in that, the best, best, the best, but we really just wanted to pick the best firm. If Wells declined the job, we would be fine going to one of the other firms. They're all great firms. And that's what made the scoring. So
knowing nothing about these firms other than my experience with them, I'm glad that you went with Wells. BFA is notoriously bad customer service.
Were you number four? Just kidding. Okay, so the floor is open for a motion to approve staff's recommendation for agenda item number 5.
So moved.
Okay, motion is made by Member Chai.
Second.
Seconded by Vice Chair Roediger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Again, staff, thank you. It's a lot of time to do this, and whoever participates, it takes a lot of time, and the results reflect that it's diligently done and reflects good, intelligent thought. So thank you for looking out for the best interests of the Orange County taxpayers. Next item on the agenda is public and committee comments. Anybody from the public that wants to make a comment? Any committee comments?
You know, I might make a comment. We are having a tax auction tomorrow, a reoffer. We are offering just timeshares. It's available on our website. We have about 114 timeshares, of which 20 are the Marriott Coast, Newport Coast Villas. Minimum bid starts at $500 for the Marriott, and the others, I think Laguna Surf is also at, is it 500 or 300, and then there's some San Clemente ones that are at 300 and at 100. There's a 3% bidders commission. If you're interested in registering to bid, there's a $100 deposit plus a $35 non-refundable fee, and we're looking to collect our remaining taxes on those and hopefully get some equity back to the homeowner who owns them that wasn't able to pay the back taxes.
Is it done right at like the steps of the court?
We used to do it in the board hearing room, but now we actually do it online.
Got
so it.
It
really gets a wide broad, and for timeshares it really is important, because then a lot of people who are outside the state can actually not have to come here and bid. But I do think they still do on the court steps the foreclosures for the mortgages.
Thank you, Chair.
So that's my only comment. Thank you.
The next meeting is, I believe, December is scheduled. When do we have it on the...
December 4th.
Okay. Oh, there it is there. All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you,
Mr. York. John Carl. You know, we went over our record by just 4 minutes, so it went pretty well.
Well, you've got the...
Yeah, just give me, let me collect them. It'll be really nice because we do all the teeter. It does make it nice to be able to just roll this, and that helps keep that price really low. We've already got
So are you coming to the Ed conference?
Good. And then you'll bring the, oh, you are?
I'm one of them.
Oh, you're on the, yes, aren't you? That's good. So I know I need to, so I think we talked about it because I guess, you know, we're looking at, we've got a new ERP system that's going to be.
No, I bought it for UCI.
Oh, I see.
I bought it for UCI.
There, we want to roll it out. And, but I do want to make sure that we do have, you know.
Policy procedures.
Right. And I think LA, did LA have, how do they?